Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hello, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And we are the hosts of Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we are talking about episode 28 and 29.
Yes.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
I keep losing track.
I know.
I was going to say 26 and 27. Like, wait, that was last week.
That was exactly the ones we did last week. I was going to say 27 and 28, which would have been half right.
Yeah. And so this week we did, you know, the same thing as last week where Christina watched episode 28 and I watched episode 29. So that's what we're doing.
I watched both, but I only took notes on one.
Oh, right. I didn't watch the one that I just watched 29.
So yeah, like Carmen said, I watched episode 28. And so I'm just going to do a quick summary and just talk about the important parts because it wasn't very eventful. At all, except for like two things. So the main summary for this episode, I would say, is that Teresa and Profe put everyone in their place that was chismeando about them, gossiping,
spreading chismosos.
Yeah. So they put everyone in their place. Mariano catches Fito doing some shady shit. Did I see something else happened?
Well, we'll find out.
We will. The best part about this episode and what's worth breaking down is the scene where Profe and Teresa prove that the apartment was for Luisa. So if you remember from the previous episode, Aida was going to make a whole show about it. She was going to bring Paulo so that he could see. Yeah, so Ruben is there because he's a notary. Genoveva is there because she's a realtor. Aida and Paulo are literally there for no reason.
Because you're dumb.
Yeah. Teresa gets there first. Profe and Luisa are like behind. He supposedly was taking a phone call or something. And so Teresa walks in and they're all smirky smirk, including Teresa, but they don't know why she's smirky.
That should have been their clue. Like she has something up her sleeve. They should already know how she is. Like, come on.
And so Aida's like, well, here's the contract. If you want to read it over, I assure you I've made no mistakes. And Teresa grabs it, looks at it.
You mean Genoveva says that?
No, Aida gives her the contract. I don't know why. I don't know.
Oh,
I think
so
she
wrote
it up. I think Ruben had her write it up so she feel important. I don't know.
Oh, probably because of
that. Yeah, something. But she's the one who wrote it up. And so she hands it to Teresa. Teresa glances at it and she's like, I can already see that you've made an error, Aida. You're not as smart as you think you are. And then Aida's like, what are you talking about? She's all mad. And then that's when Profe and Luisa walk in. And then Profe's like, he walks in and immediately he's like, oh, yes, I'm so ready to buy this apartment for the woman that I adore so much. And she's so important in my life. And she's not.
Oh, my God. He's playing them.
He is. And so it zooms in on like Genoveva's face. Aida's
she's like
they're all smirking. And then he's like, Luisa, this is your apartment. And then they're like, what? Then there's like dramatic ass music. And then Teresa's like, sí, Aida. It shouldn't say Teresa Chavez. It should say Luisa on there.
Burn,
yes. And then they're all like, oh my God. Just like Superman. And then Profe's like, conste. Nah, he doesn't say that.
Conste que les dije.
Yeah. That's a vecindad word. No, he's like, see, I told you guys you shouldn't be spreading rumors around like this, baseless rumors that affected Teresa and myself. Por andar de chismosos, pendejos. No, I'm just kidding.
¿Ves qué les pasa? Por mensos.
And then they leave. And then the whole rest of the episode is almost them just celebrating at Luisa's new apartment, making toast after toast. It's
done. Oh my God. Ew.
It goes on for so long. And then the last thing that's worth mentioning in this episode is that at the end, Mariano proposes to Teresa. And do we see her? Yeah, we see her answer. She says no. And then it ends.
Okay. So how does Mariano find out that Fito's doing shady shit, though? I was wondering that.
Oh, you were wondering. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Fito is running up the vecindad stairs and Mariano's coming down and they bump into each other and Nefito's like, oh yeah, you're in medical school, help me. And he drags him over to like a shady ass apartment in like what seems to be under the vecindad almost. It's like a shack. It's not even the house.
He's not even part of la vecindad. He's like vecindad adjacent. Yeah. Underneath.
Yeah. Something like that. It's so weird looking. And so he walks in and there's a guy who looks like he's overdosed. And Mariano's like, what's wrong with him? What did you do? And then Fito's like, oh, we were just playing around. And then he passed out. I don't know. And then Mariano's like checking on him. And he's like, are you sure that's what happened? It doesn't seem like that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And Fito's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
And wow.
I'm like, how the fuck can you not tell Mariano? Like, seriously.
Yeah.
It's so obvious. And then the guy wakes up and he's like, oh, let's do another one.
And that's when he knows.
And then he's like, he turns to Fito and he's like, what the hell, man? You can't be bringing these things into La Vecindad and like threatening him.
I'm honestly surprised these things weren't already in La Vecindad, though.
It's a fucking vecindad, right? It's
like, this is my problem with a lot of the ways that media, I guess, shows drug dealers and drugs, like in poverty-stricken neighborhoods, right? And like books do this as well. Like, you know, well, I guess that's part of media, whatever. So they try to make it seem like if we just get rid of this one gang leader, and it's not even media, right? I guess it's all society that does this. If we get rid of this one drug dealer, this one bad person, then everything will be better. And then I guess that's what they're doing with Fito. Like, there was no drugs here before Fito.
Yeah.
He's the problem. And it's like, no, poverty is the problem.
Yeah.
And we don't fix poverty by putting people in jail or getting rid of drugs, like, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And plus, you know, we have to think about why do people do drugs, you know?
Yeah, there's layers upon layers upon why these things are happening in these places. And and it's not just these places, but, you know, media focuses.
Yeah.
On too.
Yeah. OK, so I guess I'll start with my summary since I got off my soapbox about drug dealers and blah, blah, blah. I should have thought about this. Teresa declines Mariano's proposal until he gets his shit together. Hasta que se ponga las pilas.
I don't get it because he's already a hardworking. Like, what more do you? He
yeah.
He's already doing.
He's in med school. He's about to graduate.
Yeah.
So Teresa declines Mariano's proposal for no reason other than she's a gold digging bitch.
Yeah.
El profe gets super angry at Teresa when he sees her hugging Mariano. And Teresa gets her revenge, or like the very start of her revenge against Paolo. And that shit is hilarious.
That is what I was going to mention.
Yeah.
I love it.
I would say, yeah, those are the main things, right? Did you think of anything else?
No, I agree. Those are the main things.
Yeah, we start off with the scene of Teresa declining Mariano. And I mean, at first I was like, how do you go back from that? How do you continue being a couple after that? But I guess everyone's different.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I could, but hey.
Yeah, yeah. And so she tells Mariano that she can't marry him because she needs to see a promise that he can move them out of the La Vecindad. And Mariano's like, what the fuck? Like, I'm working on it. And she's like, not fast enough. She's like, I don't want to end up like my parents. Look at her. My mom has to keep working even though she's sick. My dad is unemployed. And I just can't help but think about, like, Teresa didn't even help her family. Yeah. They would have more money if she hadn't forced her dad for the past 4 years to give her a clothing allowance, basically.
Right.
So I'm like, shut up, Teresa. Don't pretend to care about your parents. Exactly. Yeah. Mariano is like trying to explain, like, look, I'm like working on it, and, you know, and then yeah, basically.
And he's not like, far off.
No.
Getting them out. Or
yeah. She's, you know? Just like, she knows she has this other options, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to say that in the summary. Profe.
Oh,
confesses
yeah.
to Don Armando, Teresa's dad, about his love for Teresa and his intentions to ask her to marry him. Her. Whatever. Marry him.
Her. What?
What?
he wants to marry her, not him.
Oh, my bad. You're right. Yeah. Whatever. Anyway. So Teresa Mariano, like, arguing, talking about it, and then she, you know, supposedly agrees to be a little bit more patient. But during their argument, she, like, faces away from him, and she whispers her quote to herself, "Entre ser o no ser, yo soy." And yeah, he doesn't even hear that. Like, I'd be like, "What? What'd you say? What are you whispering?
What are you saying? You're talking over there?
Shit?" So after this, I mean, it's not that important, is it? No. Humberto's talking with Don Ramon, and Don Ramon is, I guess Humberto wants to become more educated or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, "I can't believe that it, or you know what, it's because Don Ramon Jamon sees," I can't not say that. Anyway, mm-hmm. He sees Teresa at his work. He is leaving. Is it? And this happened in the last episode.
So
Don Ramon is getting to, where is he arriving?
Is it to Ruben's house?
Yes. No, he's arriving to Ruben's work.
Okay.
And this is as the meeting has ended, where they sign the stuff for Luisa's house or apartment. Mm-hmm. So then he's leaving. He's getting out of the taxi. He's walking and he stops because he sees Teresa and Profe talking. And I thought he was going to see them act all flirty.
Oh,
that's not what happened.
He's
staring. And I'm like, why is he staring so much? But it's because he could hear her talking. And then
he's impressed.
Yeah. And later, and what the scene you're talking about, he's telling Humberto, "I saw Teresa at her work. And wow, you can't even tell she's from here. She just fell right into those high society places."
Okay.
And then Humberto's like, "Yeah. And you know what? She told me I'm a drunk. And I don't know why."
He's shown up to Juana's apartment drunk like 3 times already. "I don't know why she would say I'm a drunk."
Then Don Ramon is like, "Well, you kind of are." So
Ramon keeping it real.
Yeah. And then I don't think it's here. I think we come back to them again. And that's when he's like, "You just need to learn how to speak Spanish."
Oh, it's the scene.
Oh, it is the scene.
Yeah, it is. Like, I thought that was funny. Cause
learn some quote switching.
Uh-huh. Habla español. You know, everyone says español del rancho.
Yeah.
But there's also español como de la ciudad.
Yeah. It's like if you were from the hood in Oakland and then you move somewhere else and then everybody's like, "Why do you talk like that?" And then you're like, "How?" No.
You're like, "This is normal. What do you mean?"
But it wasn't. It was a lot of A-A-V. What? What is it?
A-A-V-E-E? Well, I heard they're calling it something else now. Like
Because it used to be Ebonics. It's not called.
Yeah, and that's not okay thing to say. But even AAVE, I read that they're getting rid of the vernacular. I don't know why. So it's just African American English now. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. It's from what I remember from reading something, though.
Oh, I see. But yeah, it's like that. It's like that's what their version of Spanish is like that.
Where
it's mm-hmm. supposedly more ghetto.
Like, yeah.
Corriente. And so, tacos, nacas, you know.
Yeah.
Que está floreciendo la naques.
Okay, stop it. Okay. Are you done?
Yes.
Also, I heard that naco and naca is an anti-indigenous term, which I didn't know.
I didn't know that either. So Nacaranda and Nacasia are like problematic as fuck.
Yeah.
We cannot be them for Halloween anymore.
I know. I forgot where I saw it, or I would like, you know, tell everybody to look it up. But I wish I knew. I wish I remembered.
Me too.
Maybe I saved the post that I saw. But because I think they said that the word Naca and Naco, they took it from some indigenous word and then started calling the indigenous people that as a derogatory term. And I'm like, of course that term is, you know, I think every day we're learning more and more about the ways that the mainstream dominant culture is horrible. And this is just another one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Another form of that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, I think everyone in La Vecindad and the way that they talk is like a what is that word?
Caricature.
Yes, thank you. Of poor people because of the way they speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Especially Doña Refugio. A veces se pasa.
Oh my God, exageran.
Like, I would feel like a dumbass if I was that actress.
Because, you know, she does, Napos, blah, 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 blah. Like,
and she even makes her voice like that's, like high pitch, like squeaky. I don't know what to call it. Yeah. And it is. It's literally a, say that word,
caricature.
Caricature, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and so it's Humberto the whole time, too.
Yeah, yeah, him too. They're the worst. And I would put Johnny right next to them.
Yeah. and his mom, Doña Nachita.
Yeah.
Ah, but you no sé nada de eso. Like, seriously, Nacha, calm down. Tone it down, please.
Please.
Unnecessary. So, after this, we see Teresa, and she's just telling Mariano that he needs, I think, at first I didn't know what she was talking about, but I guess, is Mariano, like, right on the verge of graduating or something?
Yeah, he's apparently really close.
Yeah, so, because she's talking about him throwing a graduation party, and she's like, invite los directores, you know, the doctors to network, basically. And Mariano's like, no, like, if I'm going to get ahead, it's going to be because of my hard work.
Honestly,
and my
though,
smarts. But she's right. I see her point. Yeah, I see both of their points. Yeah. And then finally, he's like, okay, I'll think about it. Because Teresa's like, well, depending what happens after you graduate, we might get married sooner. Like a threat, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's when he's like, okay, I'll think about it. After this, almost every, the main crew from La Vecindad is at Teresa's. And they're, I don't know, like eating dinner. And then Refugio's just talking about going back, like, to normal, like working, and they're like, no, you need to rest though. And then this is when Humberto tells everybody, he's like, now that you're all here, I have something to ask Juana. And then everyone's like, what?
And Teresa, and then such a fuchi face.
Yeah And then she's like, okay, what do you want? Because she basically is too good for you, you know, it's basically what she says.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I want Doña Juana to give me lessons para que ya no sea un bruto. So I want Doña Juana to teach me, I don't know,
to
what,
to not be ignorant.
Yeah. And after this, we see Johnny in his apartment with their family, and he tells them that he has a new job with Fito,
and he's so excited.
He has no idea. It's so sad.
Yeah.
And then the dad just tells him to be careful. And then we go to Teresa and Juana, and I think they're in Juana's place. And then Teresa's telling Juana about Mariano proposing to her and then her declining. And then Juana's like, what? And then she just tells him that she wants Mariano que se pongan las pilas. Basically, she just explains her reasoning. And then Juana's like, okay, yeah, that's good. I'm like, really, Juana?
Yeah.
You're on Teresa's side about this? That makes zero sense. And so after this, Armando's putting on a blazer and his tie. And then him and Refugio are just talking, whatever. Then he walks out because he tells her he's going to go look for a job.
He also can't do his own tie, and she does it for him.
Oh, yeah. And it's so dumb. She's like, oh, your ties. But, you know, in her little accent or whatever.
Yeah.
Or dialect. Like, I don't know what it is. Tone. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Whatever. She's like, your ties never come out good because I always do them. And I'm like, well, Refugio, maybe if you let him do his own tie, he would learn how to do it. Like, this is sad.
I couldn't help someone with their tie because I don't give a fuck.
I don't wear ties. I don't wear ties. Why would I know how to tie them?
Exactly.
I'm not supposed to know this. Why is this on the women? We don't wear the tie.
No.
You do it.
You do it.
Watch a YouTube video.
Practice in front of a mirror.
He walks out, and like, there's some really like intense music playing as he's walking in the street. And I was like, what is going on? And he actually ends up walking to the profe's house. And then...
Oh, I was surprised. I was like, where are you going?
Yeah. And that explained the music.
Yeah. Yeah.
At first, I thought he was going to ask him for money.
I thought he was going to ask him for a job.
Yeah, that's what I thought. A job or money. But no, Armando basically... Don Armando, I mean, basically just asks him why the profe came to the house earlier.
What was the real reason? Mm-hmm.
What was the reason? Like Cardi B says. to quote Cardi. They talk a little bit, whatever. And then the profe basically ends up confessing his love or of Teresa, whatever, to Don Armando. Don Armando almost said that she's with Mariano, but...
But in the previous episode, to go back to my episode 28, Teresa tells Don Armando, her dad, she's like, I think Profe likes me. I think you're right. I think that he has more different intentions. And this is what I want you to tell him. And so Don Armando is going there, and everything he says is what Teresa told him to say.
Okay. So I did not know that.
Not to mention Mariano.
Okay. I thought I didn't know that. So I thought he was going to mention it. But of course they planned this. And of course he listens to his evil daughter.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, after later on in this episode, he goes back and tells Teresa everything that the prophet told him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's about it there. Basically, the prophet says that he's not going to say anything to Teresa. And then Don Armando's like, yeah, me either. Wink, wink.
Wink.
And they agree to not like do anything about this until Teresa graduates. After this, we see Fito is telling Johnny about the package. And then Johnny, I think Fito walks away or something. And then Mariano walks in and then he just tells him to be careful about.
But why not tell him that he knows what Fito does instead of keeping Johnny in the dark? Because then Johnny feels sad that later.
Yeah. And I think it's going to make him more prone to try to go back to Fito and get the job back, even if he does, because he doesn't know what it is.
Yeah.
And so after this, Don Ramon gets to Mayra's house with a box full of wine. And then Mayra is unlike her rich friends, and she's very nice to him.
Right.
But then after she like offers him some water because he's carrying a heavy box, whatever. And then she tells him where to put it. And then she like sits down on the steps, like in pain.
Yeah. And then she like she's like, oh, groaning in pain.
Yeah.
Holding her back.
Yeah. Is this cancer?
I mean, it seems more like what a 9-month-old, like ready to burst pregnant woman does. Like,
Yeah, that's what it.
Sit down,
yeah,
and rub my back, but
that's what not. It looked like.
So I don't know what that's supposed to be. Is
I don't know, but I was like, I guess she is sick.
But this is the first signs we see of it.
Yeah, and I don't know. Yeah, before this, she was just normal. So that happens. Then after this is when it goes back to Mariano and Johnny. And then that's when he's like, be careful, you know, when you're delivering, make sure you see what's inside because Fito's into some shady shit. And then I guess Johnny does ask, he's like, do you mean drugs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Mariano's like, all I'm saying is that you should know what you're delivering. So like, don't get into something that you don't know what is going on. And then Johnny walks away and then Mariano sees Fito and then he's like ready to fight him because he's like, don't come bringing those things into La Vecindad and don't try to mess with Johnny because I'll kick your ass. And then as he's like holding him like this, like with his arm by his neck, whatever that's called, Teresa walks in. She's like, what's going on? And then he lets him go.
Yeah. She's like, why are you fighting this time?
Yeah.
Like he regularly fights.
Like this is his thing.
Yeah.
After this, it's just a Humberto Juana flirty dumb scene. And she says her, tocame, whatever, ganame, bullshit.
He's like so close to her face, like trying to kiss her. And she's like, ganame, no me toques. Like, shut up.
Si me toca, me pierde.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dumb. See, after this, Teresa's eating with Armando. And then Armando tells her what the profe said about wanting to propose to her after she graduates.
She looks and so then, excited.
Yeah, and then the prof is like, you need to tell him what's going on with Mariano, like that Armando. You're with Mariano. What did I say?
You said the profe.
My bad. Yeah, Don Armando tells Teresa that she needs to tell the profe that she's dating Mariano. And then she's like, what? No, that's going to ruin everything. And then he's like, well, if you don't tell him, I'm going to tell him.
And I'm surprised.
I don't think he'd ever do anything like that.
No, you're right.
After this, Don Ramon is talking outside with Esperanza. He tells her that he just got back from one of his jobs. And he's like, la señora was super nice, super kind. She offered me water.
He says, doesn't he say la señora Casares? No, oh, they're Casares.
What is?
That's not, because last episode we said that was Aurora's last name.
But I thought he said that in this time too. So I was confused.
I think it's similar, but I think it's not the same.
Okay, well, whatever their last name is, that's super similar.
Aurora and her dad's last mm-hmm. name is Alcazar.
Oh.
And Ruben and them are Casares.
Okay, They're similar. Like someone said it wrong last time or I misheard it because I swore we referred to him as Director Casares del Hospital, remember?
Yes, yeah, so it's Alcazar. But Alcazar. I mean, the last part of Alcazar, the last name
Casares.
Is the same part. No, Casar. Casares, Alcazar.
Yeah, I know. I see that, but I could have sworn they called him Casares. Like, I swear. Because Alcazar and Casares, when you say that, even though it's similar, it doesn't sound the same.
You're right. Yeah, somewhere
we went wrong. So I feel like they messed up and they said the wrong last name.
And so then we thought, yeah.
Well, that sounds reasonable. Yeah. They keep calling Humberto different names, so.
So it wouldn't be surprising. I was going to say, why are we talking about their last names? But it's because Don Ramon Jamon says that La Señora Cáceres is a nice lady.
And yeah. And then Esperanza freaks out. I swear she has zero chill. I'm like, if you're going to be someone, Sancha, you need to be a little bit more discreet, please. Like, you're so obvious. I'm surprised no one has found out her secret because she's so bad at hiding her secret.
Seriously.
Like, wow.
The moment he says her name and he's like.
And it's like, you could have just pretended like normal. Like, what is wrong with her? Yeah. She starts freaking the fuck out. And then even like, he's like, what's wrong?
Are you okay?
And then she's like, no, I'm just tired. But keep telling me about this Señora Cáceres. And it's like,
how is that not suspicious?
It's so obvious. Like, and he's just like,
why do you want to know?
Yeah, it's super weird. So yeah, she makes like a oh shit face. Like, and then he's like, he's confused. So Esperanza, okay, no, after this, it goes back to Teresa and Don Armando. And this is when she's telling him to not say anything because, you know, she doesn't want her little plans to fall apart.
Yeah. And this is where he threatens that he will tell Profe, but he's not.
But who knows? I mean, we'll see. But I don't think he would. Teresa knows. I don't think he would.
I don't think so.
Now, if it was Don Refugio, she would. She'd be down as fuck to ruin her little plans, her plotting and shit. So. After this, Esperanza is still being una dramática, and Don Ramon is like, what's wrong? And then that's when she's like, oh, I'm just tired. And then she's like, oh, so that lady's really nice? Oh, and she just, you can see she feels guilty about being La Sancha now. After this, we go to Mayra and Ruben, and Mayra is thanking him for the case of wine that he got her.
Amazing dinner. Oh, whoops.
No, it's the case of wine that...
that was... That was last episode at some point. She's like, thank you so much.
So does he like make a 180 and then he's super nice to her in the last episode?
Well, so she hugs because, you know, they went to dinner.
Oh, yeah. Right. Because so episode 27 is when he was being hella cold and like avoiding her face.
Yeah. And then at the end, he calls her and he's like, we can't have dinner. So on 28, she's like, thank you so much for dinner. It was amazing. It was the best dinner ever.
Overcompensating.
And then he's like, right? Yeah. It's like, come on. It's just fucking dinner. I don't care where you go. It's not that amazing. Unless they had like a quickie in the bathroom. I don't know. But then she starts talking about like their bola de oro. That he's like, are you?
Isn't it plata?
Oh, my bad. Plata. Whatever. Bola, I think 25 it's years.
Because oro is the most.
Oh, you're right. That's 50. So there, she's talking about celebrating the 25 years, and it's going to be this big, amazing party because they've been happy this whole time. And he just like nods and agrees and hugs, and he doesn't agree out loud.
Well, they talk about it again this time because she's thanking him for the case of wine, and then she's like, "Oh, this is where we're going to serve in nuestra boda de platas." And he's like, "What?" And then she's like, goes on and says the same thing that you just said, that they've been so happy. It's like, really, Mayra? Because you weren't happy in Paris. In Paris. Estabas llorando in Paris.
Yeah, she's crying.
I was like, you were happy when? When?
It's the gaslighting. Yeah.
She really believes it, I guess.
She does, 100%.
And then they start making out. Like, intensely. Yeah. Like, I've never seen them make out like this before. And I was like, ooh.
You're right. You are in a new phase of your relationship. And you're too old for this.
You were right when you said you were too old for this to end. You were right. I believe you now. So after this, Mariano and Teresa are together. And yeah, he has a new look, I guess. He gelled his hair down a different way.
It's
so much gel that his hair looks shiny. Yeah, yeah. Now we're into like softer looks, like no more gel. Like you still use gel, but you
it's like a paste that that you can't tell you have gel.
And so but back then it was a different time, and he's
back then it
crunchy
was
as hell
for everyone. Crunchy was the thing in the 2010s.
And he has a new leather jacket. Anyway, she tells him that she loves his new look, and then she asks him what's going on with Fito because she just had to separate them. And then Mariano tells her about Fito being into drugs and trying to get Johnny to be like a deliverer of the drugs. And then it says little head, it's plotting.
It is. And he doesn't see it, mm-hmm, but yeah. You see it.
And after this, Esperanza is still being fucking crazy and, or, you know, she's...
walks in. This is when she walks into the...
Yeah, rooms. With an excuse of that...
They just ran out of coffee.
Yeah, and then, you know, he's all like, oh, yeah, well, let me get you some. And then she starts asking him what Ruben's, or what the Cáceres house is like. And he's like, oh, super nice, such a mansion. And then...
he doesn't even know.
Her true intentions. And the nice side of town. She wants, yeah, she's looking for the Addy. And... he's all like, oh, yeah, super nice mansion, the nice side of town. And she's like, oh, yeah, well, what kind? Like, what side is it? Like, where is it?
Oh, it's in Las Lomas.
The hills. And yeah. Then somehow she tricks him into getting, oh, okay, because she is like, oh.
She asks him how his job is. She has a doctor that works with her that is interested in having someone deliver
and
some
packages.
And so
she asks him this because she sees his like little address book on the coffee table. And that's when she gets the idea. And she's all like, oh, well, what is your like delivery looking like right now? Like, you know, whatever, like what Christina just said. I know this doctor, blah, blah. And then he's like, well, let me see. And he pulls out his little address book. And then she runs next to him and sits down right next to him so that she can see.
And he's so like, he's flipping through it like busy. Yeah, not that day.
He's like, well, I'm all booked up. And she's like, oh, don't even worry about it, because she already saw the address. And so she runs out and she forgets the coffee that she asked for.
And then his ass is still talking.
Yeah.
When she runs out.
And then she, I don't think they show it right away. Or is it right here?
She walks out.
She pulls out. She's repeating the address over and over again, so she just forget. And then she pulls out a napkin and she writes down the address there. And she's like, "I have to meet Mayra." Like, look at the level that you're stooping to, and this should be a sign to you that this isn't working, and you need to just move on. If you have to trick your sweet neighbor into giving away his confidential work addresses, like. Maybe that's a sign. It's not a good look, Esperanza. After this, Teresa and Mariano are just chilling together, and it's not important. Then we see Johnny asking Fito why, you know, what's going on? You never give me the package. And Fito's like, oh no, you know, I don't want any broncas, because Mariano threatened to kick his ass.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want no problems. The job is slow right now, so I'll tell you later when it picks back up. And he's like, what? You told me it was hella busy and that I was going to make a bunch of money.
And then Johnny's just confused and sad. And after this, Paolo gets home. He's with his mom, and he's like, I forgot what he tells her, but basically his mom is like, oh, why are you here? To ask for your credit cards back? And he's like, no te voy a rogar por mi dinero. And then he's like, surely that's why you're, my fucking dad left, because you're a bitch.
Yeah, so Paolo walks in and she's like, oh, you're not with Aida? He's like, well, we couldn't do much because I have no money. And she was like, oh, and you're here to beg me for your money? And he was like, no, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of begging you for money. And then that's what he says.
He's like, I bet this is what my dad left. You just ride him so hard. That sounds wrong. I don't know. So after this, Juana is talking to Refugio, and she's just like, oh, I'm not going to teach Humberto. He's just looking for excuses to get near me. And then Doña Refugio is like, well, what's wrong with that? And then Doña Juana's like, she's like, stop disagreeing with me just because Teresa doesn't like him. Like, look at you. You're doing anything to disagree with your daughter.
He's not.
Yeah. He's good enough. I mean, he's not horrible. Could be worse.
True. But he is a,
but she likes him apparently. And she's just letting Teresa manipulate her. That's, and I think Refugio sees that, but Doña Juana doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
After this, the profe is telling Luisa that he told Don Armando about him being in love with Teresa, and Luisa, and then he basically says like, but they don't want me to say anything or do anything until she graduates, and they're worried, blah, blah, blah. And then Luisa is like, I think they're exaggerating about how much they're worried about this. And then Prof is just like, oh, they're just being good parents, blah, blah, whatever. After this, Mariano drops Teresa off at the Prof's house. And she's like, oh, you can just drop me off here. If I was there, I'd be like, you could drop me off at the end of the street. Like, that's just a dumb move.
That's too close. Yeah.
Then they're just like hugging. They kiss. And then the profe, it cuts to the profe and Luisa inside the house talking. And he's like walking towards the window. And I just wish you would have seen them making out, but he doesn't. They're just hugging. And yeah. he throws a fit. He gets pissed. I don't know what he's holding when he sees them hugging, that he just throws it. I don't know what it is. And Teresa walks in like normal.
And then he grabs
Yeah.
her.
So this is what I mean about even in this novela, even the guys that are supposed to be good are like a little physically abusive. A little.
Yeah, just
on the
a
spectrum,
little,
yeah. It's like, okay, he's not like Paolo, but it's still a little much. He like grabs her by the shoulders like hard and like almost like shaking her, not like fully, but almost. Yeah. And then he's like, why are you hugging him? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what that says, something like that. You said you weren't dating anyone. Yeah. And then Teresa's like, let go of me. You're hurting me. And then she basically says, and she's just so, I'm just over her lies too. Like, I want her to get caught up, but I know it doesn't happen. But she's like, I'll have you know that I was just hugging my neighbor for his birthday. And then the prof is like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was just already having a bad day. And then I saw that and I just got angry. I don't know what came over me. Please, I'm sorry.
She's like, I don't understand. I don't understand.
She starts crying. Like, she leaves.
And then stupid Luisa follows.
She walks after her. And then Teresa just keeps crying. Mm-hmm. And then Luisa's like, okay, fine. Like, whatever. She walked back in. And then she's like, dude, what the fuck? to the profe. And then the prophet's like, I'm sorry. I just got so mad. I know he likes her. And it's like, well, yes, profe. They both like each other. They're talking about marriage. I wish you knew. I wish you knew. Yep. And then, And then Luisa's like, well, you're going to lose her if you act like this. And then she's like, why are you even tripping? She never even talks about him. So after this, Johnny gets home and he tells his family that the job with Fito fell through. That's it really for that scene. And then we see Mariano at the hospital talking about how tired he is. And then Aurora's dad, I forgot his name.
Aurora's dad? Hector.
I think so. Anyway, yeah, he just comes in and he tells them that he needs Mariano to put together a presentation tomorrow at 7 a.m. Mariano's like, fuck, because he's already so tired. After this, Paolo arrives to La Vecindad. And it's just, you know, at first he's so chill, like so normal.
Yeah. So he gets there. He tells Teresa, oh, hey, guess what? I'm independent from my mom now.
And he's like, yeah, I need to find a job. And then Teresa's like, well, okay, what do you want? You want me to fill out your application? And then Paolo's like, no, well, I mean, I'm here because you said that you would be with me if I became independent from my mom. And then Teresa does a little evil laugh. She's like, what? She's like, what are we supposed to live off of? You don't have any money. You can't give me the life I deserve without a job. And she's like, you know what? Just forget about me. I never even liked you. And then Paolo's like, what? What do you mean you didn't like me? You said,
like, You've been leading me on this whole time, telling me little things.
And she's like, I'm sorry if you misunderstood. And then he's like, he's mad, whatever. He's like, I left everything for you. You led me on. I'm going to, whatever, get my way. And he like grabs her, forces a kiss on her. And then she slaps him and he's like about to slap her back.
It's a really good slap.
Yeah.
Too. It's a really good one. And he's about to, he raises his arm. She's like,
I dare you. Do it.
Fucking
the boys
fucking
from the hood will come out and kick your ass.
Just like they did last time.
You know, it's like you forgot. And as she's like yelling, she's like, oh, yell for help. Fito walks out. He's just standing in the doorway, like, and he just always looks like threatening. And then Bardo calms down, and then Teresa walks away. And as she's walking into La Vecindad, like the little entryway, Fito's like right there, and then it's like a little stare off. Like, I didn't know what was gonna happen at first. I'm like, is he gonna try to hit on her? I don't know what's happening, but it wasn't that. We'll find out later.
But it's good.
So after this, it's not really important. Don Armando, Doña Juana, and Humberto are having coffee together, blah blah, doesn't matter. Okay, now we go back to Fito and Teresa, and He does the same thing. Yeah, the same thing pass. He does to Esperanza. He's not letting her pass. And then Teresa's like, what the fuck? Let me pass. Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
She's like, fucking move.
And he's like, hey, you're Mariano's girl, right? And she's like, yeah, but Mariano told me all about you.
And I'm not like that, so move. But.
And then I don't even remember how she starts, how she brings it up. But she's like, you know what? You need to leave Johnny alone. He's just a little, whatever, like a person in the neighborhood, right? That, you know, doesn't really matter. And then, she's like, you need to aim for bigger fish. And then she like looks at Paulo and he's like, oh, you mean him? And then she's like, yeah, think about what.
Because at this point, Paulo's
Still, right? He's in the car. He accidentally locked his keys in the car and he's trying to open his car. So he's standing there the whole time. Yeah, but he's in his car.
Yeah, you can't hear them, but they can see him.
And so then she's like, think about someone with rich friends who loves to party. What kind of connections and what kind of money you can make with someone like that compared to someone like Johnny? And then she's like, meet me at so-and-so place so we could like work this out. And then she's like, but don't tell anybody because I can destroy you. I was like, damn. So she got Paulo to lose his money. She rejected him. And now she's going to get him involved in drugs.
And that's just the beginning. This is just one of the revenge.
And so after this, it's another pointless Cumberto and Juana scene. And then Paulo's trying to get his keys. And then Fito walks up to help him. And he's like, hey, chill. I'm not going to beat you up. Let me help you out. Oh, and then I'm like, he calls him Güero. And Paulo is actually darker than Fito. Fito picks the lock for Paulo, but they don't really show any kind of conversation or anything. And so now Paulo gets either to Aida's. I think he gets to Aida's. Paulo is mad. He gets to Aida's. And then Aida's like, what's wrong? And then she's like, my dad can help you with the job. And he's like, no. And then she's like, oh, well, let's just go to the antro and relax or whatever, de-stress. And then he's like, why would you do that when you know I don't have any money? And then she's like, relax, I have money. And then she's like getting a glass of whiskey for the pregame, I guess, for him. And while she's doing that, she's like turning away from him. And so he pulls out a little baggie of pills. And
Fito.
It flashes back to Fito, where Fito is giving him the bag of pills. And then it goes back.
I think he tells him something about like if he's interested in some work or
something like that. It was like kind of hard to understand him, but he says something like that. And then after that, Ruben gets there, and then Aida's like, oh yeah, we're gonna go out. And then Ruben is like, oh yeah, have fun, I'm gonna call some clients. But I was already guessing he was gonna call Esperanza.
Because Mayra's also gone. Before they leave, Aida's like, oh, and remember, mom is doing something with her friends. And he's like,
I didn't remember that at all. They go out and Ruben, gets on the phone. And then after that, it goes to Esperanza and Teresa and they're talking about Ruben. They're like on the rooftop getting their clothes that it was out to dry or whatever. And they're talking about Ruben and he's calling at that second. And Esperanza's like, oh my God, it's him. And then Teresa's like, don't answer. And then Esperanza, because she's fucking dumb, is like, that's what I want to do, but I can't. And then Teresa grabs her phone and throws it in the sink that's full of water.
He's like, what the
That's
hell?
My phone. And Teresa's like, well, I needed to help you.
To buy a new phone.
But that's what Esperanza needed because she's a sorry ass bitch.
You're right.
In the past, I've had to give my phone to my friends so that I won't text certain guys. Okay, so there was this guy that, you know, I was very into, but he was not that into me other than like one night stands. Do you know who I'm talking about? Grade A. And we're not going to explain that nickname. We're not doing that today. But
no, it's embarrassing bad.
For me. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stop with that, though. One time I went out with my friends and I was like, you need to hold my phone because if not, when I'm drunk, I'm going to text him. And then I gave my phone to them and then I was fighting with them for them to give it back to me at the end of the night. But see, I did the right thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that's what Esperanza needs, you know? She needed Teresa to throw the phone in the sink. And so Esperanza's like, what the fuck? And then she's like, well, this way you won't be tempted. And then they talk about Esperanza confronting Ruben. And Esperanza's like, I have his address, but I'm too scared to go. And then Teresa's like, well, I'll come with you. Because she knows who it is, right?
She does. She yeah. knows exactly who they are, mm-hmm. who Mayra is, and who Ruben is, and who Aida yep. is.
Yeah. And so this is where it ends.
Oh, wow. I thought something else happened for some reason.
No, it ends here.
Yeah. Wow. It just seems so random because usually it's a cliffhanger.
It's not. Really a cliffhanger. It's not, but that's where it ends. Yeah.
Wow. I can't. Okay. So what a weird sudden ending. Yeah. So that was the end of the episode, which I'm still confused about.
Why it was different. It ended there. Different for sure.
But before we bid our adieus, say goodbye.
Dork. Wow.
Whatever. Miss Shakespeare. I know. Okay.
That's something he would say.
I know personally because I read the books.
I read Hamlet.
Because they made me. I read Macbeth.
I read Romeo and Juliet.
Anyway, before we say goodbye, just make sure that if you're, enjoying this podcast, you can support us on, if you go to novelasconcafecito.com/support, it'll take you to our Buy Me a Coffee page where you can buy us a cafecito, sponsor the cup of cafecito that we have while in the show. No, it just goes into producing the podcast.
Yeah, help us out.
Anything you give us.
Podcast-wise.
Yeah. And there's podcast-wise, yeah. Anything you decide to, you can do like a one-time donation or you can become a member. It's super cheap. It's like $2 a month. And there's perks. You'll receive stickers. You'll receive a mug eventually. I'm still practicing.
She's getting better.
I am. And just, little novela related things. What else?
You can also support us by sharing, rating us, following us on social media and interacting us. Actor. Oh, God. I can't talk. interacting with us.
What does that mean?
Interacting with us on social media.
Thank you for listening. Bye
bye.